Joining us for our discussion today is Ms. Thuli Kakaza, who works closely with families navigating relationship changes. Now, we'll be exploring why teens may struggle with their parents' new relationship, how parents can respond with both compassion, clarity, and when it might be time to seek support. Now, Ms. Thuli is already on the line. Hi, Thuli, how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good, thank you. And how are you doing today?
I am doing great and even better because I know that I have you on the line as a single parent.
Okay.
As a single parent myself, I do believe that I'll be getting a few insights today.
Love it. Be virtual, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's just dive straight into it because I believe that this is one of the topics that has a lot of people interested since a lot of us relate to it. We need to understand why teenagers may react negatively to parents' new partners and whether or not it's about loyalty to the other parent, fear of change, or feeling left out. Being black and raised in a black household, I believe kukhona imikhuba lekhona nje lesi adoptago in situations like that don't really accommodate my feelings ebantwana in situations like these.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true. And if go on.
No, sorry, you can continue.
Okay. All right. Now, I just wanted to fully agree with you on that and just further, add to it by saying we have the whole tendency as an African community, and I think even, different generations with different experiences and different upbringings. And what we tend to overlook is that with each generation, there's always something that's being unlearned, but we don't always see that shift in just about 20 years, 30 years. It takes about 50 plus years to be able to see the reality of what the shift is.
Yeah.
And what we've always believed in, what's been very synonymous in most cultures, actually, regardless of whether it's African or not, is that children are seen and not heard. Oh. And we've carried that narrative throughout.
Yeah.
And so here we are. Life happened. Things didn't work out with mom and dad. And now I'm living with my dad, but not with my mom. And we tend to then prioritize our individual needs and be negligent of the needs of our children.
Yeah.
How do we see this in this parenting aspect? You meet someone, you like someone, you bring someone into the home. Njani, that's the child's safe space.
So you know what? And I feel like that is something that we do tend to overlook, considering the fact that as much as this is your home, this is also your child's safe space.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Especially when the home has been broken.
Yeah.
Remember, some knew who mom and dad was. Others only knew one of the parents. And so I'm only familiar to my one parent and whoever else are the additional guardians to support and assist, whether it's family, a nanny, or whatever that situation looks like. But these are the only people I know. So who is this stranger that you are bringing into our home, in my home, and you're not telling me, and then you're demanding, I respect lo. Give me ze baba, or give me ze mama, ngubani yena. What do you mean?
Yeah,
I didn't have
that
mama all the time. Oh, mama. Who's this person?
Now, if you could maybe enlighten us, when would you deem it the right time to introduce a new partner to your child or children?
So this is going to be, there's no one size fits all.
Yeah.
First off, let me just start there. There's no one size fits all because the different generational developmental stages and ages of the children determine the manner in which the conversation can be held.
Mm.
Toddlers and infants are a lot easier to navigate through, right? Because their minds are very open-minded, very flexible, they're easily adaptable. But with grown minds, teenagers, those are people who have seen life, seen things, have adjusted and are molding their own identity in the middle of self-reinvention and hormones and puberty, right? They are already struggling with navigating and managing their own emotions. And they've just come to the understanding of why things were the way they were. between mom and dad, whether they saw the distance or they witnessed the divorce, whatever that separation was, where the parents are not together, the biological parents, mm-hmm. they've seen it, they've formed it, they've accepted it in their own way, and here comes a new dad, here comes a new mom. Mm. You know, it's not going to be something you just, you know, force onto them, but it needs to be gradually introduced, all right?
Yeah.
So it has to be a discussion that's held first. So it starts with a verbal interaction. Ask them questions around, you know, mommy has a new friend, daddy has a new friend. You know, just find out where the thoughts are around this. Asking around, would they like if dad had a new friend? Would they like if mom had a new friend? What do you think about this and that? Because you need to understand and gauge where your child is as far as openness to these things, for one. The second other aspect, instead of bringing them home, start with meeting them in a mutually, in a mutual environment, you know, yeah. out in the public, whether it's at the mall, for the movies, for whatever activity you guys decide on, whether it's the parks or whatever, you know, there's beautiful botanical gardens, you know, within and around Mbombela. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, to start outside so that you're actually in the home. Because now what a child struggles with is that you've brought an intruder in my home and you are imposing this person upon me. And that's not going to be easy for the child then to accommodate and adapt to this new person. And that's why there's always going to be an instant rejection and not so much an openness.
All right. I want to follow up with what phrases or approaches that can help keep the conversation open and also respectful.
Okay, so key phrases could be, how do you feel around ABCD, you know, how do you feel around mom having a new friend, a male friend? However, how do you feel about uzmangmang? Perhaps you've just introduced this person as a friend, they have no clue why Uncle Man is always here,
yeah.
why Umamba is always here, they just think it's a friend, but gradually just testing around, are they comfortable with this person? Because unfortunately, as parents, we can't make decisions for ourselves alone because we don't live for ourselves alone anymore, right? Mm. And so it starts there. Are you? How do you feel around this person? And are you comfortable with so-and-so visiting often? Are you more? Are you comfortable with more outings with so-and-so? Why is this important? I sit in a position where I engage with individuals, young and old alike, who have lived through this experience where it was forced and later there's a discord between parent and child because I did not feel safe around this person you brought into the home.
Yeah.
I do not like how this person treats you and you've insisted that we stay with this person and now I don't even know if it's safe to be with you, so they leave when I'm Zali to go live elsewhere. Mm. There's also the scenarios where the person is around, but because they were forced down the child's throat, there's been no ability to really adapt and adjust. And the other party then feels like they're constantly being rejected by your child.
Yeah.
Whereas it is the manner in which things were handled. There was no gradual introduction. I understand, Mazali. Already they're like, yo, I love Adwana. They want us. We must do everything for them and forget ourselves. Mazali, unfortunately, we made choices. These are the consequences,
yeah.
and we must be considerate of this because there's also, it's been very uncomfortable to realize there's still the growing trend of people being violated by the partners that their parents are with.
Now imagine having to live with that guilt.
More often than not, the parents do live with the guilt. They
yeah.
reject the child. They deny the child.
All
these other things. And so this is why a gradual approach helps. If body language is important. And sometimes watch that attitude also. Maybe no. it's not cheek, but it's self-defense.
All right. Now, for the sake of time, when it comes yeah. to blending families, because I know that this applies to most of us, and this discussion happens more with the co-parent than it does yeah. even with the child. Should your partner take a parenting role or just a step back and just let you do your thing as much as you let them do their thing and not be involved in your child's life?
again, not a one-size-fits-all response.
Yeah.
This would be tailored and unique to each co-parent experience. If mom and dad get along well with each other, irrespective of their different separate lives, this is not going to be much. It's going to be a no-brainer. You know that this is the other additional guardian. The other parent also knows this is the other additional guardian. And so when they are here, they are exposed to A and B. When they are this side, they are exposed to B and C. So it's not that complex. Where it becomes a bit complex is where there might be a not so fluid, where it's not so easy per se to have these interchanges where, you know, the child's visiting this parent, visiting the other parent, and jalo. In those particular dynamics, it is ideal that the parents try to manage themselves well, because again, children model what they see. You project and present hostility. The child will project and present hostility in one of these homes, or both of these homes, or in the academic setting. Umntwana akumbona sengathi uyibhuli, ulalela indlela enikhulumisana ngayo mama no baba when you are doing the exchange.
Yeah.
Right?
Now,
so as far as the other party kicking in, their role is dependent on how well the other parties are handling. If the other parent is absent, it's easier again for the additional party to kick in, whether it's a mom or the stepdad. But if the other party is present, this is something that should be communicated, because biologically and by law, biological parents supersede in terms of their rights and responsibilities of umntwana. And again, when a gradual invitation or adjustment is made, the child will also gradually learn to gravitate around that person. That's why those questions of are you comfortable come in handy.
All right, now, because this cat is let our listeners know how they can find you on social media in case they might be in need of your services?
Okay, I am accessible on Facebook, Tulika Kaza, Wellness and Development Consultant, specializing in trauma counseling, specializing as an award-winning for employee wellness, first runner-up Africa Health Excellence Awards that started in Mpumalanga, by the way, and also specializing in employee wellness, as well as the management around anxiety and academic barriers to learning, which is very common for young people, students in tertiary, and learners as well. You can access me on Psychology Today. Again, you'll find my name, Nokuthula Kakaza or Thulika Kaza, on social media. And all my contact information, when you Google me, you'll find me, don't worry, as long as you type in the name correctly. And thank you so much for having this conversation. Very, very relevant. Hopefully, we can have this conversation again. And most importantly, just taking also a few, you know, experiences from listeners, because, you know, a real life perspective also helps translate this into reality. But yep. Thank you so much, Lera.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your morning.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Mpumalanga's hottest station.
I love the mix of new and old songs. Never boring.
It's hard to find words for how cool this is. Turn up.
This is Rise FM.